It's Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada is on a path to lift a majority of COVID-19 restrictions in the coming months. That's according to Governor Steve Sisolak, who announced it at his press conference yesterday. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more.
Starting May 1st, counties can fully decide their own COVID-19 restrictions. At that time, the state will lift all social distancing guidelines, and school districts will have their own jurisdiction over mitigation measures. After that, Sisolak says he's confident the state can reopen at 100% capacity by June 1st. But he says the state's mask mandate will stay in place for the foreseeable future.
It's how we ensure Nevada doesn't spend the next decade crawling forward, but instead sprinting forward to create a better, healthier, and more prosperous state for all of us.
Sisolak says the new reopening timeline is based on decreasing COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, along with the state's vaccination effort. A quarter of Nevadans over 16 have completed their vaccination, and nearly 40% have gotten their first shot. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project. The CDC and the FDA are issuing a pause on distribution of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. They're investigating the potential link between extremely rare reports of blood clots after taking the vaccine. The Mountain West News Bureau's Stephanie Serrano explores how this could potentially impact our region.
Nearly 7 million people have received the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine in the U.S. The investigation is out of precaution given that blood clots were not a side effect during clinical trials. Rupali LeMay is a director of behavior and implementation science at Johns Hopkins. She says the investigation could heighten hesitancy among those who were already reluctant to take the vaccine. But she says there's another way to see this.
It's to also say, yay, it's really exciting that our safety monitoring system is working.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been widely used to vaccinate people in harder-to-reach places, like rural America, because it does not need ultra-cold storage to travel. Bruce Wiley is a professor of public health policy and management at the City University of New York.
That's a major concern, because as long as the virus can spread somewhere, it puts the entire population at risk.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.
Nevada and California yesterday both began pausing the use of the J&J vaccine. Nevada's COVID-19 test positivity rate has crept back up above the World Health Organization's 5% goal. New data from the state show that 5.2% of all coronavirus tests performed over the last 2 weeks came back positive. The state also reported more than 400 new coronavirus cases and 7 additional deaths Tuesday. Both statistics were well above the state's 2-week rolling averages. Overall, health officials have confirmed nearly 309,000 cases of COVID-19 in Nevada since the start of the pandemic, and more than 5,300 Nevadans have died. Current estimates show as much as 40% of Nevadans 16 and older have received the first dose of a COVID-19 vaccination. The Nevada Assembly has approved a bill abolishing the death penalty. KUNR's Paul Boger has more.
The Assembly approved AB 395 on a 26-16 party line vote, with all Republicans opposing the measure. The bill would convert all death sentences in the state to life sentences without parole. This is the first time a bill abolishing the death penalty has received a floor vote. Previous attempts in 2017 and 2019 both died in committee. The bill now heads to the Senate, where Democratic Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro, a prosecutor by trade, has remained tight-lipped on whether the bill will even receive a hearing. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
A developer is asking the city of Reno for millions in subsidies for a redevelopment project downtown. Under a proposal from Jacobs Entertainment, which owns the Sands Regency Hotel Casino, the city would discount a set of public properties from $3.6 million to $50,000. They're also calling for $20 million in future investment under a proposed special district tax increase. The company is looking to construct as many as 3,000 residential units along West 4th Street. The so-called Reno Neon Line will also include entertainment venues such as an amphitheater, retail stores, a plaza, and several art installations. The city council is expected to take up the proposal during their meeting today. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, April 14th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.